I once had a friend call me, very upset, because the CCD teacher said, your boy cannot come back to class unless you come in and sit with him. He's too disruptive. Now, this might have been back in the days when actually more CCD classes were allowed to discipline kids. Hey, more and more of them don't discipline now for fear of turning them off towards religion. But anyway, she said, I don't think that's right. I know who this woman is, and she has terrible discipline control. If she had better discipline control, my son would be better behaved in there. Before I go on with the story, let's extrapolate her thinking to a wide range of situations. Your kids are playing ball. They got a weak coach, that lets them get away with nonsense. Your kids go to school. Got a teacher who is permissive or lax or erratic or weak. And as a result, your kid may be emboldened to push a little harder and to do things they might not try with you or someone in authority. They wouldn't do it with their parole officer. You know that. You're thinking to yourself, you're tempted to think, if this person were a better disciplinarian, a more competent, confident, adult-like type, my kid wouldn't do this. My kid knows how to follow the rules and the structure, and if the rules and the structure are in place, I shouldn't have to worry about this. This is not my concern. And that was essentially my friend's thinking. This is not my concern. This woman can't control any of these kids. I asked her a simple question. Marilyn, not her real name. Do you want your children to behave only for those people who can control them? A police officer can control them. A judge can control them. A warden can control them. A physically powerful male can probably control them. Do you want your son to behave only for those who can control him? And there was silence. She didn't give me an answer. But I knew she was pondering. The question deserves an answer. Maybe I'll ask that of you. Do you want your children to behave only for those who can control them? Grandma is not a disciplinarian. And you leave your kid with grandma, he's going to push all over the place on her. Or the babysitter. You got this nice 15-year-old girl who comes over, and she's really not sure how to handle this kid. Or you got a 16-year-old who is obnoxious kind of for the coach because the coach is really not solid in his or her view of coaching and kids, and as a result, not sure what to do. Or worse, you got a teacher who follows a lot of psycho-trendy educational theories, and as a result, the classroom is chaos. And your kid just goes with the flow. What are you going to do? I suppose you could say, well, we'll just wait until somebody with better authority gets in this position. All right. In the meantime, your kid is mistreating other people. Who is, by far, the primary teacher, disciplinarian, guider, educator of your child? You. If another adult doesn't have the strength, the wherewithal, the competence, the nature, whatever, the skills to require good behavior from your son or daughter, then you have to do it. You have to be the backup. But I'm not there. I don't know what's going on. Irrelevant. Sorry. I'm not allowed to use that word on relevant radio. Relevant. Because you're the one who is to teach your child that you treat all people well, even if they're not the strongest people in the world. Even if They're erratic. Even if they may not treat you the best. So what do you do? Well, I advise my friend that she either go in and sit there and don't complain about it, or she talks with the teacher and says, please tell me exactly what he's doing, and I will definitely handle this at home. I will tell you exactly what I did to make him feel the results of him disrupting your class. Ideally, the adult in the situation, the classroom, the coaching, the babysitting, the grandma-ing, the adult in that situation ideally could handle it. Well, it's not an ideal world. If you're a decent disciplinarian who wants to raise great kids, then the bottom line is most people are going to be weaker than you. That's just the truth. So, you're the one who has to do what needs to be done. You're the one who has to tell your child, whatever age he or she is, that if you do X, you will answer to me. You've got all the leverage, got all the power. Is it as effective? Maybe not. But it still will work, and over time it will teach your child you cannot disrupt, hurt, argue with, challenge, push upon, be difficult, uncooperative for people simply because you think you can push them around. The average kid will do that. It's the nature of the beast. One time, my son in preschool threw some cornmeal on a kid. You know, that's a number one preschool problem there, throwing cornmeal. So the teacher removed him from the cornmeal center, put him over in blocks, I guess. I said, man, you don't want him to throw blocks. Cornmeal doesn't hurt you. I found out about it. He was denied his afternoon Barney. He went to bed early. He couldn't go outside. And he had to personally come in the next day and tell his teacher how sorry he was. She didn't like that. She said, we handled it in the class. I said, yes, you did. You handled it according to what you wished. But you see, he broke a bigger rule when he broke my rule, which is respect your teacher. So when he threw the cornmeal, yes, you handled him. But I did more as a daddy. And at that point, she went over and picked up a can of cornmeal, threw it at me.